This has been a complicated and frustrating year for state testing in Tennessee. A failed computer format led to a printed version of the test, shipping delays, and missed deadlines. This week, the State Department of Education said enough is enough and parted ways with its vendor, Measurement Inc. And that's where they would like to keep the blame. Basically, the test itself is good, but the delivery was bad. That sums up the State Education Commissioner's remarks to the press Wednesday. Candace McQueen defended the test, which changed this year as the state began pushing away from Common Core standards.
We believe this test is a better test. We have not been able to deliver it in a mode that was appropriate with this vendor. It was not reliable.
In fact, it was so unreliable that the state suspended the remaining testing for grades 3 through 8. The students simply won't be taking it. And although McQueen made it clear that this is a problem with logistics, not testing, parents like Lynn Hoyt believe the department should share the blame.
The Department of Education constantly puts a smile on their face and says we're TN ready, when all while these problems have been ongoing.
Hoyt is the mother of three students in Metro Nashville Public Schools. She said the state was not realistic about how long it would take to introduce an entirely new test. It felt like her kids were product testers when they should be learners. And she says it's taken a toll.
We're at a point now with the testing, it's frustrated my children where they don't care. They don't want to do well.
McQueen promises that next year will be better. But for parents like Hoyt, it might take a while to earn back their trust. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Lee Hale.